Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 5, Ram Remains Firm. Scene 9. Bharata accepts his duty. The gods were anxious for Ravana's death, which they saw as imminent. They showered celestial flowers on Ram and his brothers, and then returned to their heavenly abodes. Encouraged by hearing the demigods, Bharat was prepared to accept the responsibility of ruling Ayodhya. Falling at Ram's feet, he voiced his final doubts. "My lord, how does the power to rule our vast kingdom exist in me? I am young and inexperienced. Neither am I possessed of any great ability. Surely the kingdom will meet with ruin under my incapable guidance." Ram raised his younger brother and placed him on his lap. Stroking his head, he said, "Your humility, that is your real qualification. By virtue of this wisdom, you can surely protect the entire earth. Always seek the counsel of learned brahmanas and rule with confidence, O jewel among men." Bharata then brought before Ram a pair of ornate wooden sandals embellished with gold. He put them on the ground and said, "Please, place your feet in these sandals, dear Ram. Let these shoes be the rulers of the kingdom, for I shall remain their servant." Ram immediately put on the sandals and then took them off again, handing them back to Bharat. Bharat then placed the sandals on his head. Then Bharata said, sighing, "For the coming 14 years, I shall live in a hut outside Ayodhya. I shall survive on only fruits and roots, and my hair shall remain matted. If at the end of this time I do not see you return, O Ram, then I shall enter blazing fire." Ram replied, "So be it." And he embraced each of his brothers. Ram again told Bharat that Kaikeyi should not be condemned and that she should be treated with kindness. Ram paid his respects to all the people there according to their individual positions, speaking fond farewells to everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.